We're now going to prepare to partake of the Lord's Supper. So if you'd like to open your Bible, please, to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. We'll read a scripture there in just a moment. My daughter Emily's teaching one of the children's classes this quarter. I'm not sure the age, maybe we'll say 3rd through 5th grade or something like that. And they were talking about worship, talking about the Lord's Supper. She was telling me the story. She asked the children the question, you know, why is it that when we come to this part of our worship, why do we're quiet? And nobody talks during the Lord's Supper, right? It's a very solemn time. Why are we quiet? Why don't we talk during the Lord's Supper? And one of the kids said, it's because you're not supposed to talk with your mouth full, right? That's a misunderstanding on a couple of different levels. I don't know anyone who has their mouth full. But that's a great answer, isn't it? I love that. And that's true. You're not supposed to talk with your mouth full. Someone else once said to me that this is the only time in their week when that they're completely silent. I mean, stop and think about it. When we're doing this in a moment, there's no other obligation we have than just to meditate on our life, you know, and to meditate on what Jesus has done for us. But I thought that was an interesting statement, that that's like one time in his week, you know, that 5 minutes when the emblems are being passed, that they just have complete peace and quiet. There's no other obligation, and that's what we do. We sit there quietly. And if that is the only time in a person's week, they could probably fix that. You know, we can make time to be quiet a few minutes each day, and we probably should. But I think that's an interesting observation, that that's what we do during the Lord's Supper. We just pause and we think about Jesus. And I think also we think about our life. We're studying this morning, a little bit later on, continuing our series on prayer. And I believe prayer, you know, comes before the ears of God. And the Bible promises that our prayers affect him, and he may, if he chooses to do so, act in our lives based on what we pray. The fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. It does make a difference. But, you know, it's also good for us to pray. Whether or not God hears and answers what we've asked, it's good for us to pray. I don't think it's right to say that's all prayer is, just a good thing for us to do. I think that's selling it short. But it is good for us to pray. And I think prayer is a lot like the Lord's Supper, because it's a very spiritual activity. When, if we're going to partake of the Lord's Supper properly, or if we're going to pray properly, like we're going to discuss a little bit later on, we have to have the right attitude. We have to humble ourselves. It's a time when we have to be serious and honestly and humbly look at our life. And if we don't do that, our prayer isn't going to make any difference, nor is partaking of the Lord's Supper. And so it's so wonderful to have this time where really we are required, if we're going to participate in this, we have to humble ourselves, we have to think about Jesus, we have to be honest with ourselves. I mean, how can you pray to God? How can you talk to God and not be honest about your life? I mean, he knows everything anyway, doesn't he? So how can you pray and not be honest? Or how can we partake of the Lord's Supper and not be honest? And that's really the biggest step in the battle of trying to get our life where it ought to be with God, is being honest, first of all, with ourselves. So God has given us these two things that just really kind of force us. If we're going to do it right, it forces us to be honest with ourselves. I think that's one of the most precious things about the Lord's Supper, a time to be quiet and to think about that great sacrifice that Jesus made, and to think also about ourselves. Let's read what he said here in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same manner, he took the cup after supper, said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. Let a person examine himself, and then so eat the bread and drink of the cup. So we're to examine ourselves as we partake of the Lord's Supper. And I think we examine ourselves when we speak to God in prayer. And so this is a good time to think about what Jesus did, but also to be honest with ourselves about the life we're living. And maybe the Lord's Supper reminds us how we can do better. And prayer is an opportunity to ask God for forgiveness. Let's bow our heads and give thanks for the bread.